From the march to war to the capture of Saddam Hussein, these are some of the voices in the news this past year.
The British government has learned that Saddam Hussein recently sought significant quantities of uranium from Africa.
Within a matter of days following the State of the Union, Secretary Powell chose not to use that information, making his case at the UN. So I think this raises some very serious questions about why the administration would have had that allegation in a speech that's as important as the State of the Union.
From a military perspective, the more support you have, of course, in most situations, the better off you are if you're going to conduct a military operation. On the other hand, we are prepared, as the President has said, to act as we need to act.
Toute décision appartient.
Any decision on war belongs to the Security Council and the Security Council alone, once it has heard the report on the weapons inspectors. The second fact for us is that war is always an acceptance of failure, and it is always the worst of solutions.
Germany has been a problem, and France has been a problem. But you look at vast numbers of other countries in Europe. They're not with France and Germany on this. They're with the United States.
The people and rulers of Baghdad have resolved to compel the Mongols of this age to commit suicide on its walls and make the confrontation.
On my orders, coalition forces have begun striking selected targets of military importance to undermine Saddam Hussein's ability to wage war.
This is Mission Control Houston. A space shuttle contingency has been declared in Mission Control due to the loss of communication from the Space Shuttle Columbia that occurred at approximately 8 a.m. Central Time this morning.
This is indeed a tragic day for the NASA family, for the families of the astronauts who flew on STS-107, and likewise tragic for the nation.
The Columbia is lost. There are no survivors. On board was a crew of seven: Colonel Rick Husband, Lieutenant Colonel Michael Anderson, Commander Laurel Clark, Captain David Brown, Commander William McCool, Dr. Kulpna Shavla, and Ilan Ramon.
Looking at SARS from the international perspective, we remain sobered by the ongoing transmission in Hong Kong, China, and probably Singapore.
The World Health Organization issued a travel advisory this morning that recommended postponing all but essential travel to Toronto. I want them here tomorrow. I want them to investigate Toronto tomorrow. I think they're doing this city and this country a disservice.
Some in Congress say the plan is too big. Well, it seems like to me they might have some explaining to do. If they agree that tax relief creates jobs, then why are they for a little bitty tax relief package? If they believe tax relief is important for job creation, they ought to join us.
It's a hoax on the American people by telling them, when they know differently, that this will create jobs, because they're putting more money in the pockets, largely of the wealthiest people in our country, at the expense of job creation.
The biggest factor in the growth rate was consumer spending. People had a tax cut, and boy, you give the average American a $400 check, he knows what to do with it.
With each passing day, the Iraqi regime is losing control over more of the country. Coalition forces are closing in on Baghdad and will not stop until that regime has been driven from power. Their defeat is certain. All that is unclear is the number of days or weeks it will take.
They pushed a few of their armored carriers and some tanks with their soldiers. We besieged them and we killed most of them, and I think we will finish them soon. My feelings, as usual, we will slaughter them all. Those invaders, their tombs will be here in Iraq.
A taxi driver tossed his shoes at a statue of Saddam, a deeply insulting gesture in the Arab world. He then joined a crowd which tried to pull down the statue. Marines posted nearby tied a rope to one of their tanks and finished the job for them.
My fellow Americans, Major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
We will look back on this and say, where were you when the lights went out?
It was a clear, complete failure to allow an incident either in terms of Michigan or Ontario to trigger a blackout through the entirety of the Northeast.
What happened yesterday is obviously an indication that we have some problems and perhaps need to take another look at the investment that we make in the infrastructure.
I can't wait for the gay part to be over so that I can just be the Bishop of New Hampshire.
Thank you to the Supreme Judicial Court of the state of Massachusetts for seeing what we know to be true, which is that we are a couple that is worthy of the protections of marriage.
Marriage is an institution between a man and a woman. I will support an amendment to the Massachusetts Constitution to make that expressly clear.
Am I delighted that I have a recall? No. Is it a lot of fun? No. Do I get much free time these days? No. But am I going to run away from it? Absolutely not. I'm going to fight like a Bengal tiger. And one of my greatest strengths is people have underestimated since I was born.
I will work as a governor. I will work as much as I can, even if it is around the clock. There will be no time for movies or anything else.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us. We are here in Arizona with all nine of the Democrats who want to be president of the United States. So let's introduce them. From the state of Illinois, former Ambassador Carol Moseley Braun.
It is important that we have all the information. This administration didn't do that. They made up a lot of what was told to the American people. They frittered away the goodwill.
From Arkansas, retired General Wesley Clark.
This president misled the American people and the Congress into war. It's wrong. If you wrote this script in a movie, it would be rejected as being...
From New York, the Reverend Al Sharpton.
I think that while we go to the debates and we should show our differences, rather than trying to pin the donkey on each other, we ought to slap the donkey and get it ready to defeat George Bush next November.
From North Carolina, Senator John Edwards.
We have to offer a positive, optimistic, uplifting vision for this country. The American people are hungry for it. They are looking for it.
From Missouri, Congressman Dick Gephardt.
I believe with all my heart that our most important responsibility is to keep the American people safe. 9/11 was the ultimate wake-up call.
From Massachusetts, Senator John Kerry.
No young American in uniform ought to ever be held hostage to America's dependency on fossil fuel oil. And what we need to do is have a president who says no to the energy bill, no to the Medicare drug...
From Vermont, former Governor Howard Dean.
Why do you think I am where I am, having come from no place at the end of January? It's because I've gone out and given 50% of Americans who have given up on voting in this country a reason to vote again.
From Ohio, Representative Dennis Kucinich.
Unless we cancel NAFTA and the WTO, we'll never be able to address the underlying loss of manufacturing jobs, the 3 million jobs that have been lost since July of 2000. We will never be able to address the nearly $500 billion trade deficit.
And from the state of Connecticut, Senator Joe Lieberman.
We've got to rebuild the trust in the White House that George Bush has compromised by breaking his promises, by indulging in the politics of personal destruction, and by deceiving the American people.
We know how to win wars, but Mr. Secretary, with all due respect, so far, we haven't gotten off to as stellar a start, in my view, in winning the peace.
There has just been a massive explosion at the shrine of Imam Ali in Najaf.
There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on.
And to those Iraqi people who are not yet free, let me assure you that you will be free. We will not stop until Saddam Hussein's regime has been removed from every corner of that country. The Iraqi people are understandably elated at the prospect of life without Saddam Hussein.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him. Yeah!
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Happy New Year.
Weekend Edition Sunday is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. To learn more about the music we play between stories, check the list of songs and artists at npr.org. Click the Music button at the top of the page. This is NPR.